Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Qabel ma l-poplu Awstraljan kellu daqstant aċċess għall-aħbarijiet daqs matul il-pandemija tal-coronavirus. Intant Bostanijiet issa bdew jevitaw din it-tip ta' informazzjoni minħabba l-lejja mentali li qed iħossu. Skont studju ġdid mill-Università ta' Canberra l-aħbarijiet li għandhom x'jaqsmu mal-pandemija qegħdin jaffettwaw is-saħħa mentali tal-persuna. Dan għaliex waqt li ħafna nies qegħdin jadattaw ruhom għal stil ta' ħajja differenti fil-klima kurrenti, il-konsum tal-aħbarijiet żdied ħafna. Kemm jekk wieħed jixtieq jinforma ruħu kif ukoll jekk għandu iktar ħin biex jisma' informazzjoni, ir-rapport juri li iktar minn 3/3 tal-popolazzjoni Awstraljana qiegħda ssib aċċess għall-aħbarijiet iktar minn darba kuljum minn meta bdiet il-pandemija tal-coronavirus. L-awtur prinċipali ta' dan ir-rapport, il-professur fil-qasam tal-komunikazzjonijiet Dr. Sora Park, tajt li iktar minn 2000 persuna ipparteċipaw f'dan l-istħarriġ dwar il-konsum tal-aħbarijiet tagħhom f'April li għadda.
About 71% said their news consumption did increase during the pandemic. And also we have a benchmark survey we conduct annually. In the normal year, that's only about 56%, so that's a huge jump in news consumption.
Intan, Dr. Park tajt li rapport juru koll ħafna Awstraljani jew ħafna bl-aħbarijiet kontinwi dwar COVID-19 u qegħdin jevitawhom minħabba hekk. Hija tajt li kważi nofs il-parteċipanti qalu li l-aħbarijiet huma iżżejjed.
The news coverage is impacting on people's well-being and making them more anxious. More than half, 52% said they feel more anxious because of news. But they also think it's an important topic of conversation. And women are more likely to feel more anxious because of the coronavirus news, 59%. And younger generations.
L-esperti tas-saħħa mentali jgħidu li ċ-ċiklu kontinwu ta' aħbarijiet koroħ jista' jżid mal-ansjetà tal-persuna. Il-professur Jennifer Hudson miċ-ċentru tas-saħħa emozjonali fl-Università Macquarie tispjega.
At the moment there is increased threat to our health because of the virus. But if there is kind of an unrealistic or exaggerated a sense of threat, then that will make us feel more anxious.
Jiet suġġerixxi li wieħed jillimita l-aċċess li jkollu għall-medja.
We need to have access to the news and we need to know what's going on. That's really important. But restricting and limiting your exposure. So you only really need to check in once a day at the news to check in what's going on. Don't have the television on going on in the background and kind of watching the news all the time.
Waqt li l-Awstralja tieħu informazzjoni minn bosta sorsi matul din il-kriżi li jinkludu l-gvern u l-esperti tas-saħħa, ir-rapport sab li l-aħbarijiet fil-medja kienu s-sorsi prinċipali tagħhom. Intant iktar minn nofs il-parteċipanti fl-istħarriġ qalu li huma jafdaw l-organizzazzjonijiet tal-aħbarijiet. Dawn kienu 53%, meta mqabla ma 44% tal-persuni li kienu jipparteċipaw is-sena l-oħra. Intant madwar 1/3 tal-parteċipanti jgħidu li sabu koll informazzjoni mhix korretta u fil-biċċa l-kbira ta' dawn il-każijiet dan ġara fuq il-medja soċjali. L-ispeċjalista tal-etika fil-medja Dennis Muller jgħid li l-ġurnalisti għandhom l-obbligu li operaw bl-ogħla livelli etiċi fil-mod kif jirrakkontaw rapporti dwar il-coronavirus.
It means avoiding the language of panic and sensationalism. So you tell the story in a prosaic, straightforward, sober manner, which is an accurate reflection of the situation. So it may be, and of course it is, it's a dire situation, or in certain countries it certainly is, and we shouldn't downplay it, but we shouldn't use unnecessary panic language, and we should certainly avoid language which has a tendency to incite racism, for example, against Chinese people.
Biex tibqgħu aġġornati dwar l-imxija kurrenti morru fuq sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Trittis Maktar Steyap Haldin. Isma fu Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.